S. Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Travis Hunter of Colorado has tonight been presented college football's highest honor, the Heisman Trophy, in New York. He's a wide receiver and lockdown cornerback.
First, I want to say thank God, man. I never thought I would be in this position. It's crazy. Your belief take you a long way. It's actually crazy, man. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
From ABC News partner ESPN, there's no evidence of security issues in recent drone sightings, say the FBI and Homeland Security, but some state governors, mayors, and members of Congress claim they're a threat. Congressman Chris Smith, New Jersey Republican, wants the Army to shoot drones down to see where they're coming from. About 5,000 tips about drones have come into the FBI, says that agency, and less than 100 turned into credible leads. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recouping after a hip replacement at a hospital in Luxembourg. This after taking a fall during a congressional trip. This is ABC News. A statewide daylighting law will next year make it illegal in cities around California to park within 20 feet of a marked or unmarked crosswalk to help improve visibility for motorists and to protect pedestrians.
I definitely see this to be a benefit for our schools. We're also car dependent.
Denise Mapelli is the principal of Forest Park Elementary School in Fremont, which has already started implementing the law. All over the world, thousands of people dressed as Santa Claus are jamming the streets for the annual SantaCon charity pub crawls. In San Francisco, hundreds of Kris Kringles are encouraged to donate $15 to enter participating clubs or bars. The money goes to charity. Ellie Nabrowski is enjoying himself.
SantaCon is the biggest Christmas spirit event in San Francisco. I mean, look at all these people. Everyone's here with the Christmas spirit, all the love, and they're here to see me, Santa.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indie 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Thank you. before I go. Won't you tell me? Never mind, I already know. Life is love, yeah, love must always grow. Won't you tell me? Never mind, I already know. Real friends make you rise and others come and go. Won't you tell me? I guess I already know. People disappoint, but you gotta let it go. Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tommy Gunn. It is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. It is that time of year, my friend. That's right. It's that time where I thank you by sending you a gift for the holiday season. And just so you know, I will be good to my word. And this year, I'm actually going to buy you something very similar to last year. Very similar. This year, it's a little bit bigger. I have a bigger budget. Color's a little bit different. But I really think you're going to love it. Okay, so keep looking out on your porch. Somebody somewhere is going to drop it off, I am sure. And when you get that gift, and it's anonymous, and you have no idea who it's from, I just want to let you know it's from the Indy 45 radio show. All right? All right. Happy holidays, my friend. Ashlyn Vince, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
We waited all through the year for the day to
Empty, ain't got no money. Some nights would mean better slept at home. But I can't change his ways no matter how I try. I'm preaching my songs and driving through the night. I'll see you again someday. Well, I staggered from the car and put my shades on. Up those nights gone wrong. What the hell am I doing here? Well, yeah, it's hard, but this is who I am. I got a traveling soul and I'm riding for the brand. And I'll see you again someday. 'Cause I got a bag. Fool got a pocket full of money. It's been all worth my while. And I know for sure that I'm here for a reason. There ain't no way I should still be breathing. Try to see you again someday. 'Cause I got a bad one drawn in the short run.
Dusty Golden, New Mexico Nights. It is Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here along Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Got a real special song to play for you right now. Sent to me from a good friend of mine, Adam Bears. and it's rather unique. He wrote the music for this song, but actually the lyrics are very mysterious, okay? They are actually a transcription of a poem written on a wall of one of the, it's basically a retired prison cell at the Welland Courthouse. That's where these lyrics came from. So legend has it that Wanda Wright wrote this poem to her husband, Gil, whose murder she was accused of. According to the plaque at the Welland Courthouse, she professed her innocence to the day she was hanged for her crime. So that is where these lyrics come from. It's amazing. Music put together by Adam Bears. Mr. Randy Bishop on bass guitar. We got Miss Dottie Dismas on backing vocals. And Craig Bonfoco on drum production. NT1078, the song is called Love Always, Wanda. What a story. Right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
To my darling husband, Gil, whose murder I have been accused of. Did you know that God above created you for me to love? He picked you out from all the rest because he knew I'd love you best. I had a heart and it was true, but now it's gone from me to you. Take care of it, darling, as I have done, for you have two and I have none. If I go to heaven and you're not there, I'll paint your name on every stair for all the angels to know and see just what my darling means to me. I'll give them back their angel wings, their golden harps, and other things. And just to show you what I'd do, I'd even go through hell for you. Love always, Wanda.
How's that? Love Always Wanda, NT1078, featuring Dottie Dismas right here, 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, shaneradio0@gmail.com. Happy holidays. Hope your Christmas shopping is going well this holiday season. spending lots of money, having dinner and drinks with friends, acquaintances, maybe those that you're having an affair with, whatever it is. Susie Corey, good friend of mine, who I spent some time with out in L.A., is doing some great things over the holiday season, as she always does. I believe there's some new music on the way, and I believe some new shows coming up in 2025. But let's go back to this one. It's called Pretty Little Thing. Susie Corey, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
Far too long.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well. And all because, with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everybody's wanting their music high-tech. We like a vinyl kind of thing. Everybody's rolling in new stuff, big trucks. We like our old Mustang. This is our ride, this is our life. Ain't gotta make this love just like everybody else is out there. We got it going. We put our own spin on it. Come on, switch it on and let it play the way we want it. No rhymes, no rules, we can own it. Sounds so good, baby, don't it? We put our own spin on it. Nothing wrong with the same old status quo, but we like it customized. We'll mix it up with some Coldplay, George Strait, a little Georgia on my mind. Tonight is yours and mine. We got
From Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, a little Brighton Rock, and the late Jerry McGee on vocals there. Very sad that we lost Jerry a couple years ago to cancer. Great band, though, from Niagara. Well, Jerry was from Hamilton, but I still consider them a Niagara-based band. Did very well here in Canada, especially in the early 90s with a couple of great albums, and some of the band members still out there rocking and rolling as I speak. All right, Shane Christopher Neal on the Indie 45 radio show. Right here on Max Sync Radio. And Lyric Doobie sent me some brand new music. I play his songs quite a bit here on the Indie 45 radio show. He has an EP coming up, and it should be a great one. He has released, I think, 3 songs on it right now. And I have another one to play for you today, a brand new song that he just sent me. I'll give you more insight into Lyric, what Dave Stewart from the Arrhythmics had to say about Lyric, and of course I'll play the song, so stick around for that, right? This is the Indie 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Hey. 52 years old. I'm bored and tired, horny and stoned. I'm listening to the Pixies on the radio in my car. I'm missing you, I'm missing me, I'm missing them, hard to believe. It's been so long since 1984. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. And listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying, where all the good times gone? I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. It's one of a thousand shows I'm super excited to see. Again, what a time we've had. Good night and God bless. Most of my friends are so very lonely. Yeah, I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Been listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head. Saying where all the good times gone. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. Listening to the Clash record playing, and I'm scratching at my head and saying where all the good times gone. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone. I won't hear you calling on the telephone, I'm already gone.
Times in this life you never forget, you never let go, you never regret. They were meant to be. We were caught up in a moment, got swept off our feet, a little bit reckless. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe we were right. Maybe this love was just a flame that only lasted one night. We call it bad timing. See that we were foolish and naive. Maybe just before you leave. Tell me, was it something? Wasn't it something? But now
here we are. And we both know it's so hard to hold on and too tough to let go. But something's telling me that we're just shy of forever, just short of a dream. So close to heaven, yeah, and maybe, oh, maybe. Maybe it was enough. Maybe we were right. Maybe this love was just a flame that only lasted one night. Maybe this love was just a flame that only lasted one night. Call it bad timing. Oh, say that we were foolish and we were naive. Baby, just before you leave, tell me, wasn't it something? Wasn't it something?
Marshall Dane, it is Wasn't It Something, Indy 45 Radio Show. Max Inc. Radio, Shane Christopher Neal. It is the weekend here in Wisconsin, SCN here in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, bringing you local music from someplace else. And I played that song by Marshall Dane because on the weekend, last weekend, I was in Mississauga. And for a long time, Marshall was doing a residency. I mean, he still might be doing it there. At Rockin' Docks out in Mississauga. So I stopped in the bar after I got back on the GO train coming from Toronto. And it reminded me to spin a Marshall Dane song for you, all right? So hope you enjoyed that. All right, Lyric Doobie is a young superstar from Toronto, to say the least. He released something like 4 albums, all right? 4 albums by the time he was 17 years old. Which is just crazy. And he's working on a brand new EP right now. I mentioned that there are 3 singles out, and I'm going to play you the 4th. That is not true. There's 2 out, and I'm now going to play the 3rd. But in 2019, he released his 5th album, All This Time. And in 2020, he released his first EP, Sudden Death of Stars. And now, in 2024, his upcoming EP is called Purple Sky. Get this, Dave Stewart. You know Dave Stewart from the Arrhythmics? This is what he had to say, and I quote, Lyric Doobie is a natural-born star. He plays guitar like his life depends on it and sings his own songs with the sincerity needed to cut through a lot of today's manufactured music. That's from Dave Stewart of the Arrhythmics. So why don't we just play the song for you? It's brand new from Lyric Doobie right here on the Indy 45 Radio Show on Max Inc. Radio.
Laying under the purple sky, another day fight to survive. I try to keep an open mind while I feed myself the lies. Will I wake another day, another world where I have my way? I think back to the light of faith, I'm wide awake to my dismay. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall. Fate sings a siren's call. Flying over another dream, another day, or so it seems. I fight back, but my mind it leads to the addiction I feel. As I sleep on another page, another chapter I can't erase. This book is running out of space to depict my fall from grace. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall. Fate sings a siren's call. Purple sky, show me anew. Blood, life, choices I refuse. Higher, higher self abused. Away, I'm consumed. Free, in a space I don't belong. See, in my head. Free, in a space I don't belong.
For Lyric Doobie and Walk Away From Love from the upcoming EP Purple Sky. It is the Indie 45 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, Shane Christopher Neal. Thanks for hanging out. You can reach me, my friend, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. And also, you can check out my website if you so desire. It's ShaneChristopherNeal.com. Ton of interviews there with indie artists, rock artists, country artists, all over at ShaneChristopherNeal.com. All right, wrapping things up, I got the Maysides to finish the show. Been There, Done That, their latest single. It is the holiday season, so why don't we get to this one? The Turnbull Brothers, it's called Living for Christmas. It is the holiday season right here on the Indie 45 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, along Civic Media. Cheers, my friend.
Of you when it starts to snow and the streets are filled with a cherry lime glow. The air is so crisp, there's a burn in my nose and I can feel the season ringing in. The big one's coming in 12 whole days and the sad song's taking all the radio play. Mom's laying out her little village set, but it still hasn't hit me yet. I'm living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it, before you know it I'll be growing old. My younger Christmases and try not to be such a brat. My parents did their best for me and they really didn't need all that. And I'm living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it, before you know it I'll be growing old. A child's life could be changed that day on Christmas morning on a wrapping a gift.
That's how we started. Just sing your favorite songs and lay
this way.
Living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it. Before I know it, I'll be growing old. Living for Christmas, put everything else on hold. Enjoy this time while I got it. Before I know it, I'll be growing old.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original
person.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although, I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. While the FBI and Homeland Security say there's no evidence of security issues in recent drone sightings, some state governors, mayors, and members of Congress are not convinced, says ABC's Janice Yu.
As the concerned calls of sightings continue, the Ocean County Sheriff's Department has been using its drone to investigate. The sheriff says the drone has captured several concerning encounters, including one allegedly flying at what seems like 60 miles an hour, and some traveling in groups of dozens.
After New Jersey Senator Andy Kim went on a drone patrol with local law enforcement, Kim posted on social media what he saw were almost certainly airplanes. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recouping after a hip replacement at a hospital in Luxembourg, this after taking a fall during a congressional trip. Pelosi's 84. Travis Hunter of Colorado has been presented college football's Heisman Trophy, a wide receiver and lockdown cornerback. This is ABC News.